Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to worship this evening. My name is Pastor Isaiah Horn. I'm a pastor at Trinity in Kiel, and from all the members in Kiel, a special hello from your brothers and sisters up in at Trinity in Kiel. We're gonna continue our series looking at God on trial, specifically truth. Truth, something everyone's looking for. Truth. Where do you find it, though? Do you find it in scientific formulas? Do you find it in philosophies of the ancient past? Today, as we look at God on trial, as we look at Jesus put on trial before Pontius Pilate, we see that truth is not in a scientific formula. It's not in a philosophy. It's not in what people think is right or wrong. It's found in a person, Jesus Christ. We begin our worship by singing our opening hymn, hymn 425. God bless our worship this evening. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is a light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Be our light and scatter the darkness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
The Maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds, and in all that we have not done. Forgive us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver and restore us, that we may rest in peace. By the mercy of God, we are redeemed by Jesus Christ, and in him we are forgiven. Let us rest in his peace until the rising of the sun, when we shall serve him in newness of life. Amen. We pray. Lord God, we thank you for this day of grace now drawing to a close. Stay with us and warm our hearts with your forgiving love in Christ. By your word, keep our faith burning brightly, that we may walk in the light of your presence through the darkness of this world. Come and bless us as we worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. The second through fourth grade will sing the anthem. We read responsibly our passion history from Mark chapter 14. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. Yet even their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, but Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. The high priest tore his clothes. He asked,
why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?
They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists and said, "Prophesy." And the guards took him and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. She said, after a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses, and he swore to them,
"I don't know this man you're talking about."
Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. So far, Passion History. We sing the hymn of the day, hymn 432. We'll sing stanzas 1, 3, 5, 6, and 7. O dearest Jesus, what law have you broken? Words for meditation from John chapter 18. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? Is that your own idea, Jesus asked? Or did others talk to you about me? Am I a Jew? Pilate replied. Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done? Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. You are a king then, Pilate said. Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. What is truth? Retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews? They shouted back, No, not him. Give us Barabbas. Now, Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. This is the word of the Lord. What is truth? It's a question that's rung throughout human history. What is truth? Truth is important. A young mother comes into the kitchen and she sees her young child, chocolate smothered all over his cheeks. She asks him that question. Did you sneak another cookie? And the child puts his hands in his pockets. He looks sheepishly at the ground and he says, No. Mom looks at his son with great love. Son, just tell the truth. The truth is important. In fact, all human relationships are built on that. If we can't have truth, we can't have trust. And relationships just don't work. Truth matters. Truth is important. It goes beyond just our human relationships, but goes into every aspect of our lives. From our human relationships, to the jobs we work out, to the very games we play. Truth matters. Truth is especially important in a courtroom. Jurors, they swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And jurors themselves, they take an oath to well and truly try a case and render a true verdict. So as Jesus stands on trial this evening, as Jesus stands on trial before Pontius Pilate, it should be no surprise that the topic of truth comes up. Jesus before Pontius Pilate, the governor of Judea. Now that was no easy job. From the time that the Romans took over this area of Judea, there had been uprisings and rebellions. Pilate had his hands full, and especially at this time, time of the Passover. Perhaps he had heard early in the week the shouts that came from the people, Hosanna! Save us now, son of David. Pilate would have been on high alert. Why? Because it was the time of the Passover, and we know well what the time of the Passover was celebrating. The Jews were celebrating a time when God freed his people from a foreign nation that oppressed them. Imagine the Roman governor of Judea would be a little bit on high alert. To Pontius Pilate, this situation must have seemed like an opportunity ripe for rebellion. So when the Jews bring Jesus before Pontius Pilate wants to get things clear right away. He wants to know what he's up against. He wants to know exactly what he's dealing with. Let's take a look at this conversation that Jesus and Pontius Pilate have. Pilate asks, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Pilate wanted to know whether Jesus was a threat. He simply wanted a yes or no answer. But Jesus wanted to have a different conversation. Jesus responds by saying, "Is that your own idea? Or did others talk to you about me?" Jesus wanted to talk about what this meant to Pontius Pilate himself. Was this someone else's idea that they brought to Pontius Pilate's attention? Or was this something that he was weighing for himself in his own mind? Pilate, though, he wants to jump right to the facts of the situation. Pilate says, "Am I a Jew? Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Pontius Pilate, he plays the authority card. "Jesus, you're the one standing in my palace. I'm the one who asks the questions here. You give the answers." And so Jesus replies, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." And now Pilate seems a little bit intrigued. "You are a king then," he says. Now we're getting somewhere. Jesus responds, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." You care about truth, Pilate? So do I. In fact, that's the very reason that I came into this world, is to testify to the truth. That's why I'm here in this world. To which Pontius Pilate gives his famous answer. "What is truth?" Now, I don't think Pontius Pilate was about to launch into a whole philosophical monologue on what the nature of truth is really all about. I don't think that's how Pontius Pilate thinks or how he conducts himself generally. Pontius Pilate was a practical man. Pontius Pilate, he knew about truth to some extent. He got where he was for a reason. He knew how to play the game of politics. He knew how it worked, how people would take the truth and bend it in just the right way to benefit themselves and to maybe tear others down around them. Have we experienced that in our lives? People bending the truth in just a certain way to benefit themselves. Pilate knew all about that. And so Pilate looks at Jesus and says, "What is truth?" The Jewish leaders, they say one thing, and here you are on the other hand saying the complete opposite thing. Who am I supposed to believe? What is truth? Jesus came to testify to the truth. No one knew the truth better than Jesus Christ. No one knew the truth better, but this sinful world needed to know of God's love. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Jesus wanted that for everyone. Jesus wanted that for Pilate, too. "The reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth." During the season of Lent, we look at Jesus' passion, his suffering obedience. And oftentimes we look at his way to the cross, the sufferings and the plagues and the scourges he endured. But here we also see Jesus' suffering well on display right before our eyes as we listen here in this text. We see Jesus' emotional pain that he endured. Jesus came for one reason, For one reason, to testify to the truth. It's the very reason he came into this world. And he got rejected. What is truth? Have you ever wanted that for someone? Have you ever wanted that for someone to, that they would just know the truth? That if they listened to what you had to say, their lives would maybe turn around? Family member or friend struggling with substance abuse. If only they knew the truth. Family member struggling with all sorts of hardships in their lives, not realizing that a lot of things that are coming into their lives are really self-inflicted. If only you knew the truth. If only they would listen. If only they knew. Have you ever wanted that for someone? That if they just listened, it would completely change your lives. Jesus came to testify the truth. He knew what Pilate needed. He knew what the world needed. Not a kind of truth that can be twisted to serve one's own self-ego or one's self, building oneself up and tearing others down. But truth that comes from God the Father. Truth that shows the Father's love for a sinful world. Truth that reveals the heart of love of God for you and for me. What is truth? Whatever Pilate's intent, whatever his tone with those words, it seems to have ended the conversation. If Jesus answered Pilate, we don't read about it in the Gospels. But no doubt we know how Jesus responded. No doubt we know how Jesus carried out this conversation with Pontius Pilate. With eyes that recede into eternity. With a heart and a love that sees to the depths of a human heart. Jesus wanted Pontius Pilate to know the truth. He wanted him to know the love of God that was for him. What is truth? He's standing right in front of you. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life. Truth is not a fact. It's not a theory, it's not a formula, but a person. Jesus Christ, God made flesh. The way, the truth, and the life for you and for me. The final word from God and the only source of salvation. We live in confusing times. Facts are spun for us to buy a product or to support a certain candidate. And we ask that question, what is truth? Even the experts, scientists, doctors, judges, they all seem to disagree on the best path forward. And we ask that same question, what is truth? We've asked this question so many times in our own lives that maybe even sometimes it affects our faith. If I can't be sure about the experts and what the experts say, can I really be sure about this? Can I be sure about what God's word says about truth? God's word says about Jesus Christ. In this life, there's many things we can't be sure of. There's loads of things that we can't really be 100% sure of. But we can be sure of this. Jesus came to testify to the truth. He came to be the truth. To reveal the heart of love that our Father has for this sinful human world. How can we be sure? Watch Jesus as he carries his cross, step after step, all the way to the top of Golgotha, where he suffers for your sins and for mine. Go to the tomb on Easter morning and see the tomb empty. He is not here, he is risen. See death destroyed once and for all, and life given to all who believe in Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life for you and for me. Jesus wanted Pilate to see. Jesus wants you and me to see very clearly. We can be certain of this one thing. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus wants others to know too. He wants others to know the truth. Maybe God will give you the opportunity to have a conversation similar to the one that Jesus has here with Pontius Pilate. When the world puts you on trial, to ask you the reason for the hope you have, asks you about the truth and the confidence that you have. Do we have the love to answer in the same way Jesus did? Is that your own idea, or did others tell you about this truth that I'm speaking of? That we get to share with others the truth of Jesus Christ, that the heart of God is love. Who knows? In times like these, when it seems that everyone has a claim on the truth, and it seems that the truth is whatever anyone wants it to be, perhaps it's in times like these that people need to hear the truth that we have to offer. Perhaps this is what they're looking for. The truth. And in fact, we know that's the one thing they need. What is truth? It's Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Grant peace to your people, Lord, that amid the stresses of life, we may rest quietly knowing all is right with you. Since your Son has paid for every sin, defeated every enemy, and rules at the right hand of your throne in heaven, let us fall asleep each night in peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us. Amen. You may be seated for our closing hymn, hymn 787, God Who Made the Earth and Heaven. Good evening. Thanks for welcoming me to worship with you this evening. Again, my name is Pastor Isaiah Horn. If I don't look familiar, that's because I'm the freshest guy around here. So I've been here for about 6 months now, and a blessing to be here and I lead you in worship this evening. I guess on a more personal note, this is the first service I've had, Lenten service I've had, where I haven't been checking my phone the whole time. My wife's been pregnant the last number of weeks, but we finally had our child last Friday, and I didn't have to keep checking my phone the entire time in case I had to run out or anything like that. But a blessing to be here this evening to lead you in worship and to be encouraged by you in God's word. A blessing to see God's people throughout our area too, all focused on our one mission in our different congregations, and a blessing to see you doing that fervently in the congregation here. We'll continue to keep you guys in our prayers as we continue to carry out the Great Commission in our corner in Keele, and as you guys continue to do down here in Howard's Grove. A blessings to you all, and I will greet you in the back.